This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherie Zifford, only on 101.9 High FM.
Dr. David Gerby is a Libyan-born, Rome-based Jungian psychologist, psychotherapist, analyst, and writer. He continues also to work towards the protection of the religious heritage of Libyan Jews. More recently, he attended the International Congress of Jungian Analysts hosted in Zurich with over 1,500 participants from around the world. With him, he had copies of the scientific journal Lepra International, in which his article, Trauma and Healing, Individual and Collective of the Jewish People, was translated into 10 languages. I'm delighted to have Dr. Gerby as my guest to tell me what happened next. Hi, Dr. Gerby. Welcome and thanks for coming back on High FM.
Thank you, Charisse. It's always a joy for me to be back since the 2007 that we met in South Africa. What's happened from there is my commitment was a lot about after September 11, about to try to reconcile with Libya, with the Jewish community. And I did something, and something happened. But for us, it's still not allowed to go back to Libya. We did something preserving the heritage by doing a monument of the Libyan Jew that they are buried there. And also the one in the Shoah, the 562 that buried there. There we have a monument in Rome. But then something changed. Yes?
No, carry on.
But something's changed since October 7. Something shifted inside of me because this was again another new trauma. As you know, I've been a refugee since I was 12 years old. I saw house and people killed and all the story. Then I saw a pogrom inside of Israel, and I was shocked, and I decided to do something. What I did is I've been appointed to organize a meeting on, it was in December, October 7th start. In December, they invite me from Italy and from Israel to create a meeting about trauma and healing, bringing Israeli people that they are expert in trauma, and also from British people, you all Jewish, and to do it in Rome within Jungian Association. But at the last minutes, they deleted, and after that, I went back and forth to Israel to coordinate and to bring the speaker to explain. Everything has been canceled the last moment in a very violent way. Then I wanted to talk with the president. He didn't want to talk with me anymore because he has a very violent reaction from the colleague that they say if the Israeli will come in the association, they would leave the association. And you need to know that this association, Jungian Association, has been created by two Jewish people. So then in the same place created by two Jewish people, the Jewish and the Israeli are not welcome to come there. So I was very much disturbed, but as you know, I don't like to take my victim side and to complain. I just do things. Then I didn't give up, and I organized a bigger one, not from 9th of June, but I organized it for October 7 in another place. And it was not only with psychologists, it was with senator, journalists, historical, so it was much bigger. And went very well. Then it's happened that now we had every 3 years, the Jungian meet in a different place. So when I came, it was the time where it was there a Jung conference, and you helped me also to do the theater performance in Baxter Theater and other place. So I brought as a representative of LIRPA this article with other article in two booklets. So I had the agreement that I would distribute this to the 70 president and the 14 executive committee. But the one day after another, they postponed this, they postponed until the moment that they take them and they say, this is on our custody and we will decide later what to do. So This again opened a new wound, and there were also Israeli colleagues, and inside they did it a call to communitas, where they asked the people to come to a meeting where they say we need to talk about the victim, the Palestinian victim and the Ukrainian victim and the colleague that have been working with this trauma, how they feel, but they exclude the civil Israeli victim and also the Russian civil victim. So we have there also Israeli and also Russia. So it started the discrimination, and they say that we need to do something, and they decided that this is a genocide that's happened that Israel is doing. They've written in bold, I sent you, in bold, genocide. And then I didn't want to shut up, as I did in June, came out in the television and the media. So then everything has been put in quiet. Say, no, we will do again in another time, but just lie. Now here happened the same. I want to give this material, but it was not possible. But I have to say that I came there not in order to provoke, but because it was so much full of anti-Semitism, anti-Zionist, that I came with this T-shirt that I wear for 6 days. 6 days. This is a T-shirt.
I love Israel. And, yeah.
And then on the back is this.
Shalom, peace, salam.
Yes. And I had with me, you know, the symbol of the hostages.
The yellow.
And I had with
ribbon.
Me this out.
Your Magen Doris. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just wanted to go there free because they say, oh, here, of course, this is inclusive, blah, blah, blah. So it was so much of hate. So I've been, the people start to go away from me. Friends from many countries, they were not say hi. They just don't want to be near me. They don't want to say, hello, how are you? Because they would be near I love Israel. So they disconnect. And it was for me very, very painful. And they say, wow, this is who they are, really. Then it's happened by coincidence, you know, how much I believe in God and how I feel that this is never a coincidence, as I have in the Shaddai. So what's happened is that for me, it was a miracle that the last day, they say they have the past eight president, that they ask a question. It was in the biggest room with 1,500 people. They ask, can the Jungian psychoanalyst in the world that has been so divided keep the unity? Then I say, they were talking, all of them. Then they say, there is any question, and we will answer any comment. So, you know, when you finish the speak, then the people go and stay online with the microphone in the middle. And they ask and then go, and they ask and go. So I say to myself, I was sitting on the back, I say, okay, shall I go, shall I not go? So it's going to be useful. Then I say to myself, okay, you come here. You have something to say. Speak, that it was not inclusive, not at all. So it doesn't happen. Then I went there and I spoke in front of them, and I had this I love Israel in front of the eight past president. And on the back, all the people would say, shalom, peace, salam. Then it's come my turn. I was the last one. And then I say that how much time we still have time?
One minute.
So, and then it came out in the newspaper, and I wanted to send digital to them. I didn't give up, and I want them to know that I will not stay silent, because I learned one lesson. That if you stay silent, they will be stronger, yeah. And we will be weaker. So we need to speak up.
It's like that silencing of spaces, the closing of spaces, which you used to speak. And what you effectively did is took that space back, and not only took it back, but proudly displayed your love for your Judaism and Israel and for anti-Semitism. So, Dr. Jubi, it wasn't enough time. We will have to do this again. But thank you so much, as always, for coming on. As you say, you and I go back many years, have had a couple of adventures together. So I look forward to following up on this story soon.
Okay. Thank you, Cherise. Thank you. I'm very happy always to talk with you and with the South African people. Thank you.
Thank
Say
you very
hello to Gwyn, please.
much. That was Dr. David Jervy, Libyan-born, Rome-based Jungian psychologist, talking about a conference where he put Jews back on the agenda. Thanks to all of you for joining me. Oh, wait a minute. I have to tell you about the following. Dis-Chem Wellness Clinics for Adults offers convenience and professional care to help you manage health risks. Whether you are having your regular wellness checks, such as blood pressure or cholesterol, Dis-Chem Wellness Clinics offer you a broad range of health screening services, including female health screening with pap smears, family planning, and pregnancy screening. Fast, affordable, and with care. Find your nearest Dis-Chem Wellness Clinic inside. Dis-Chem Pharmacies, better health starts here. Now I can thank Craig and Peterson for putting the show together. Thanks to all of you for listening. If you'd like to comment, send an email on charisse@sajabd.org. Otherwise, until next week, I wish you all Shabbat Shalom.